Shai Kramer is an artist who documents real life. His photography exhibition, Infected Landscape, portrays the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, a conflict he has breathed and lived in for many years.
You don't feel the war when you live in Tel Aviv. You just live a normal life like you live in Tampa. It's like a routine of everyday life under occupation. 43 years of living under control of a military that decide if you're going to study in the next town or not, or if you're going to a doctor or not. It's like you're controlled by, it's a war, but it's there.
Kramer's 7 years of work, photographic discoveries, and research is compiled into his panoramas.
I believe in the force of this medium, photography, in order to so-called make a change. It's not apparent change most of the time, but it's something that donates to this effort to make a change. It's like a small drop, but still it's worth something. It's worth my sweat and my time and my energy doing that.
Unlike war photographer Robert Capa, who mainly documented the flesh and blood in the battles, Kramer focuses his camera lens on the desolate Middle East landscape, torn by conflict and by terror. Ruins of military training zones and illegal settlements dominate his images, and the people remain small figures in the landscape.
I'm taking a step backwards and create this composition in order to be like very seductive, to talk about beauty, and from that to engage the audience, to seduct them to see it and to spend more time. Then they see the punctum, they see whatever each one relates to in the image. The message gets inside like in a more effective way than if it was image of blood and fire and war and something like that that you just flip because you saw yesterday the same image and another image the day before. It's not something unusual.
His devotion for social documentary photography comes with a price. During the Lebanon War in 2006, while he was on assignment for the New York Times, he risked being shot at and arrested when he photographed a chopper landing in a temporary landing zone in Haifa.
I saw another chapter that is about to land, and there was a group of birds that was following him. So it was like, for me, it was a great metaphor because that's what I was assigned to portray during these 10 days, the Israeli people. So I thought it's a great metaphor to show a group that is following the force. It was 90% of the population of Israel back then that was for the war in Lebanon.
In his images, Kramer plays with the gap between beauty and terror, and he provides food for thought and a fresh angle of view.
If people knew how to listen and how to accept the other and to have a dialogue and to respect the other narrative, I think we will be in a much different place than what we are now.
Through his still images, he calls for a global dialogue.
I don't have something against the soldiers. I think they are just innocent at doing their job most of the time. I'm coming against the political decision that make these things happen. That's what I'm critiquing. It's about the Israeli society and the way it got shifted to be more militarized country, the way this phenomena is getting on and on.
He says that his call for an open dialogue among artists and the audience was received differently in Israel.
It wasn't talk, it was more shouting. The crowd was split into two and it was like that. I barely talk. In other places, it was more of like what we saw today. I could explain my project and my work.
Joanne Milani is the curator of the museum. She says the museum welcomes artists with different opinion. She was drawn to Shai Kramer by Julie Saul, gallery owner.
Who is a woman with Tampa roots who has a very successful New York photography gallery. And she brought to our attention Shai Kramer. And we were fascinated by the quality of his work, by the issues he addressed, even though it certainly raises controversial questions about the politics of the region. We decided this was an exhibition we couldn't pass up.
WMNF's Rob Lorai will moderate the panel discussion on the Palestinian-Israeli conflict this Sunday at 2 in the afternoon at the Florida Museum of Photographic Arts.
But we'll see. You'll see to next week this panel that you're having here. I'm just very happy that it happens, that there is a meeting of Muslim and Jewish together talking. On the background is my work that brought. I think by that I accomplished my mission. It's like a very nice finishing of the process.
In Tampa, Andrea Lipka reporting for WMNF News.